67 today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, getting ready to swing into yet the second full week in the month of April 2009. Do you believe it? I've already gone to my fourth page on the calendar, because usually I'm a week or two behind, so I finally flipped it over. You know what I'm talking about, right? You look up at your calendar, oops, it's still in March, and you're looking down at the little tiny box. Come on. You guys all cop to that, right? Right from the get-go, happy Easter and Passover to everybody, belated. So, as I said, as we get into yet another work week, the 13th, we are just a couple of days away from tax day. Taxes are due on the 15th. Did you know that? Are you done your taxes? We're going to talk about that in a minute. But let's start with a daily salute. Each and every show, we hand out a daily salute, and I will actually mail a certificate to the person. Sometimes they're famous, sometimes they're not so famous. It's just for some good deed. Well, this is a great deed. Navy SEALs. I was always partial to the Navy guys. Well, the Navy SEALs did what they were supposed to do, and they ended up rescuing the captain who was about to be killed by the Somalian pirates after 5 days of that crazy, crazy standoff. Snipers, three Navy snipers, picked off the pirates and rescued this captain from the small town in Vermont. The world's eyes were on this story. It was a crazy, crazy story. So we'd have a round of applause for the Navy SEALs and their sharpshooting efforts. Oh, there they are. That audience. You have to give them free coffee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the details. Oh, wow, the details, yeah. See, they get excited at the end there. It's much better than the American Idol audience for sure. The details of this thing, incredible. Yeah, the lifeboat, the guy is tied up, the captain's tied up, and he's bobbing in the water for 5 days, no joke. And you have this small flotilla of American ships, including the big one, the destroyer, the USS Bainbridge. And what the deal was, the White House said, look, here's the rules of engagement, period. If the captain's life is at any point in your sights in imminent danger, then you have permission, pick them off, shoot. So after the fifth day, the water's pretty choppy, bouncing up and down at the Gulf of Aden. They look at the lifeboat and they saw something weird was happening, that they had an AK-47 right at the captain's back and decided they couldn't wait anymore. So the snipers took aim, boom, at the pirates' heads and shoulders. Of course, they nailed them. And the three pirates were picked off and the captain was rescued, was saved. At that whole time, I mean, how crazy is this? The sea captain from Vermont, he volunteered himself as a hostage to save his crew. If you remember the story, because we talked about it, it was unfolding, we were on the air, that he told all of his crew members to just run for cover, go into their rooms, whatever, slam the doors, lock the doors, all that sort of stuff, and used himself as the bait, basically. I'm sure he didn't know when he left his house in Vermont, then he was going to go on this. Of course, they had to know there was danger going to Kenya. They were on the Alabama that he was on, a 500-foot long ship. I mean, kind of small if you think about it, if you know anything about ships, sizes of ships for container ships. So it goes on the trip from Oman to Kenya, and all they were doing, it was one of those humanitarian aid things. They were delivering 400 containers of food. And who knew that he was going to end up in this situation where the bandits get on the boat, end up trying to chase down his crew, all that sort of stuff. And he used himself as the rest of them locked themselves in. So he surrendered himself. Ugh. And usually, in this case with these Somalian thugs, the idea is, you know, they don't want to kill the people. They want to threaten to kill, but they want to get the money. They're there for the do-re-mi. And they have done so very successfully. Millions of dollars they have wiggled out of so many different countries' crews, you know, ultimately the parent companies of who the crew was running their ships for, from France or wherever. And it's just unbelievable to me that there is no defense against this. They basically, what they do is they show up on these ships with their guns and they throw, somehow they get around some of these boats. They hoist up the hook things. I mean, it's like you're watching an old fashioned pirate movie. It's crazy. And I said this last week, I guess, because the water, the vastness of what the area that you're talking about covering, it just seems outrageous to me that they could get away with this time and time and time again. So at least the Navy came through in a very big way, sending the destroyer and doing something. Whatever they could do, they had an FBI hostage negotiator, which, of course, they were talking to the pirates, but nothing was going to happen there. They flat out wanted the money. They didn't get it. They ended up getting dead. And this was what should have happened, I think, days ago, because it was a very tense standoff in that Gulf of Aden. Again, thinking of it, you got four pirates, one hostage, in a tiny lifeboat, and the United States Navy. Who do you think wins in this one? And you know the craziest thing? Even the history of this Bainbridge, because these ships are named for various generals and whatnot, Navy officers and stuff. And Bainbridge, I looked this up, of course, it's been widely reported, I'm sure, by now, but he was a U.S. naval guy who more than two centuries ago, actually, no joke, fought the pirates off the coast of North Africa. Yeah. So how bizarre that this fleet ended up there. The main thing is, though, the snipers did their job and rescued this captain, because it was looking really bleak for Captain Phillips. It was really looking bad. But the great news is he's safe. It's over with. It's done. And I think that there's more to come with these ragged bands of pirates, because they're finding ways to get out there and get crews. I don't think there's an end to this. You know, what is the answer? Hello, it's figuring out other ways to enter that region, or somehow coming up with some sort of a blockade. As I said, I know the water is vast, and it's easy for me to sit here on a talk show and say that. Why is anyone dealing with this? And now the pirates, of course, are vowing that they're going to get revenge against the United States and France. What are they going to do? Start to hit our shores and come out with their AK-47s and think they're going to do that? I don't know. I think any container ship going through there is in big trouble, though. I mean, how do you beat the rogues on the sea? I mean, and is there any doubt that, of course, could the deaths escalate violence with other ships they might capture? Let's hope, with the SEALs coming to the rescue, that this is the start of something new, that the good guys are going to start winning, and that these thugs aren't going to keep capturing ship after ship after ship and get away with it. All right, when I came on, I was talking about the calendar and the fact that I'm so lame half the time I don't know the day, and I know some of you can relate to that. So I finally flip over the calendar, and like I said, this is our first really full second week in April, and we have just a couple of days until the 15th. Did you do your taxes? Are you procrastinating? Are you going to file your taxes this year? I want to know. And I'm going to tell you my tax story. That's next. 800-259-5791. Again, new number, 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to OrderChoose.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, have you paid your taxes yet? If you haven't, that deadline is looming, no joke. You literally have 3 days, midnight, your time, wherever you're listening to me, whether it's the left coast, the east coast, in between, in the middle somewhere, you got the 15th, that's the deadline, midnight. I've never seen anything like it. I'm telling you, every place I've lived, and I've lived in the Midwest, I've lived in the east coast, the west coast, in the south, but no matter where, whether I live in a big city or a smaller town or a smaller suburb, you can always count on the main post office being clogged with people trying to mail their taxes before midnight to get the stamp on. And I say this all the time, I don't understand the procrastination. Unfortunately, now I am joining the world of the procrastinators because my taxes are getting done tomorrow. Do you believe it? Too much piled up. Now, I have them ready. I have to say that. I have all the stuff ready. It just has to be plugged in, okay? But, man, this is pretty late for me to be just a couple of days. I can't believe it. As much as I bang on other people for waiting until the last second, because it's so much easier instead of getting to the point where you're sitting there and you're sweating it out and trying to figure out, did I do this right, did I not do this right, or you have one of the tax, the 10,000 tax programs that are out there, or you're one of the crazy people running to H&R Block at the last second. They have people that are in their offices until right before midnight, and they're filing. We had somebody on last week from Liberty Tax that said they throw a party. I mean, you know, they've got soft drinks and coffee and everything else because there's so many people that wait till the last second, and this is when accountants make their money. So they don't really want you to sit there and sweat it out and fill it out yourself. They would prefer that you come into their offices and sweat it out there and dump your stuff off. Now, I can already tell I'm going to have a problem with Matt Johnson because He's such a do-gooder. When did he file his taxes? Oh, like January or February. Is that right, Matt?
That is correct. But that's because I get a tax refund, so I just needed the money soon.
So, yes, you were just, you already counting, you already earmarked the money for the refund, right?
Exactly. You got to get, you know, Minnesota Twins season tickets and other important things.
Now, did you get Twins season tickets?
Just, I split a, you know, 20-game package with a couple buddies of mine. Because we're getting, a new stadium next year, so we had to get priority seating for the new stadium.
Oh, so you had to get the tickets anyway because you wanted to make sure you could get in on the next stadium.
So that's where my tax refund went to.
Oh, that's pretty good, though. I would, as a longtime baseball fan and somebody who's covered some of the major league teams, I would have to say I'm going to give you a thumbs up for that. Other people might bang you for that and say, well, you should pay off some bills or you should save it for something else you need. But
those
I'm
bills
going to
will
say
be around
good.
For years. Come on.
That's right. And the Twins are now. So does that mean you get certain seats to games? Do you all, like, kind of pick out what games you want? How do you do that?
Yeah, we basically did, like, a draft where, you know, we each had our draft spots and then did it like a fantasy draft where, you know, I actually ended up with a fourth pick. But since I have plenty of time during the day, I got my first overall pick that I wanted was the Yankees matinee game in July, I believe it is. So going to be going there and booing Derek Jeter and all the rest of the pinstripes.
Yeah, I'm not a big Yankee fan either. So you, and plus there's a wild rumor about crazy A-Rod that he's dating one of those Real Housewives of New York City, Bethany Frankel.
Oh, I've watched that show.
Yeah, I do. I do as well. Since I used to work in New York, I find it very curious. I think it's pretty accurate to some of the women in New York.
I was more a fan of the Orange County one, though, because that was the original that got me hooked.
Right, and then now they have them for everywhere. Aren't you probably now, many people, of course, and the mothership is in Minnesota now, in Minneapolis, so I'm sure that the people of Minnesota are just dying for the Real Housewives, rather, of Minneapolis.
Oh, if they did it, it would be the Real Housewives of Edina. That's what it would be. That's the very posh and Tony neighborhood and city in the Minneapolis suburbs.
My prediction is, because we're such reality freaks, so many people are into, it's like a train wreck, you can't help but watch it if you're just glued to the tube, that there'll be the Real Housewives from every single state. They'll have a city somewhere. It'll be every single state eventually, before they call it quits. Now, some of them won't be as popular. I don't know. You have L.A., you have New York, now they're going to do Jersey. And the Jersey women don't seem to stack up to the New York or the California women. But they need to do the Midwest. They have Atlanta, so who knows? Maybe they will go to Minnesota for their next crop of housewives. But it's just interesting, the gossip about A-Rod, who's always in the news, hooked up to, you know, whoever it is now, the woman du jour, since he's newly single. So we veer off on a tangent. That's what we do here on America Tonight. In the meantime, we were talking about taxes, and we'll have somebody on to talk about taxes probably tomorrow or the next day, because we already did have somebody on to give you some last-minute advice, because I know that there are people who, for whatever reason, some reason or another, like Matt said, he wanted to get Twins tickets. He had the money earmarked in his mind to go to the baseball deal to get in with his buddies, and he knew he was getting a refund, and it tends to be people, but not always. See, I figured it's people who are going to owe, so they wait till the last second. But I talked to a couple different tax people, and I know I've said this before in the air, including H&R Block, and they told me that they are stunned that a lot of the last-minute filers are people who are getting decent refunds and, for whatever reason, dragged their heels. Now, if you're not getting all of the forms back you need. I mean, if you don't get all the forms back you need, I mean, you have to have those. That's number one. And you have to have everything laid out. It doesn't do you any good if you can't file without that. So you can't file in January, in other words, if you haven't, from the various employers or the one employer, you haven't gotten the paperwork that you need. Well, I can understand that. Then you're stuck, and it's going to dangle out there a little bit longer. But I think it shows a pattern that so many people procrastinate in the United States of America. It's very obvious just by watching how many people will go down to the post office at the last second before midnight to get that stupid stamp so that they know that they're okay. All right, I threw out the email, and it's americatonight.net. That hasn't changed. So americatonight.net. I got a couple of emails here, and I'll hit those in a minute or two. But we do have the 800 number. It's a new 800 number. So if you're listening to me and you're in your pocket fidgeting for a pen, I will say it over and over again. Don't worry. I'll keep pounding it out there. It's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Okay, let me hit the emails. We've got one here from Amy listening to us on KUHL in the Central Coast of California. And Amy says, hey, Kate, I hear that you used to work in California. Too bad for us that you left, but I guess it's good for America tonight. She says, thumbs up on the dog that Obama got. Can't believe you never heard of the Chinese dog. And I never heard of the Chinese water dog before. I'm sure, as I said, I might have seen one or two in passing. I guess, didn't realize that was the name of the dog. Here's one from Doug. Doug is listening to us on KJCE in Austin, Texas, one of my favorite places to hang out, Hill Country in Austin. In fact, a lot of people that live in Texas, when you ask them where would you rather live than Dallas or Houston or wherever, they always seem to pick Austin. And Doug is saying, thumbs down on the cat-dog person. What's that? I didn't even ask for a thumbs down. What's with the thumbs down, thumbs up with people? Thumbs down on the cat-dog person. I think you can be both if you're a lover of animals. If you like dogs, you're going to like cats. If you like cats, you're going to like dogs. Yeah, I disagree, Doug. I think that people fall into the two categories, cat lovers and dog lovers. And usually, sometimes, like I said, if there's a ranch, if there's a farm, if you have a big place that you live in, or if somebody gets a stray, if you're a family that tends to lean toward dogs, but somebody finds a cat, it's in the backyard or whatever the case might be, and they drag the cat in and the cat becomes part of the family, that may happen. It might be like a rescue situation, but I don't always think that the two blend unless it's one of the three things that I just, one of the four things, I guess, that I just mentioned. Otherwise, people fall into one category or another. I mean, you can't help but the label thing, right? We know this. Republican, Democrat, Independent, undecided. Think about it. Woman, man, undecided. We have that category now too, right? It's just like with cars. Small car, big car person. Luxury car, crappy, cheap car that gets good gas mileage person. And it's so rings true, and I think it's the same thing with animals. You might disagree, that's fine. And the reason that came up is because last hour we were talking about the president and the first lady and their kids, of course, getting a dog. It was a present from Senator Kennedy, and it was a Chinese water dog. It is a Chinese water dog. They're going to unveil. There's already pictures. They're going to have a big deal, I guess, on Tuesday at the White House. Of course they are. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if you want to chime in here on America Tonight.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
It's always a good time for a little James Brown. Get on the good book. A lot of people were listening to the good book today, probably earlier from the pews. Big day, Christian holiday, of course, Easter. And it marks a couple of things, including I think it symbolizes we're swinging into a whole new calendar of time. And we're into the first full second week of April. It also means, sadly, just the timing of where Easter fell, that we're closer now to tax day, which is the 15th. By the way, I got a couple of emails here. One from Chuck who says, no, Kate, it's not Chinese water dog. It's Portuguese water dog. That's why I never heard of it. Regardless, Portuguese, Chinese water dog. Either way, I never heard of it. Here's a bummer thing, though, and I guess he was trying to be helpful, but Senator Kennedy sends the dog over, okay? It's 6 months old, so it's not a true puppy. Like, a lot of people will get puppies at 10 weeks, I guess, or some even 8 weeks, but really you're supposed to get them at 10. Of course, mine, we were hoodwinked by somebody who told us, oh, no, the puppy's, 10 weeks old and was only 4 weeks old. What did I know? They didn't, I guess, they accepted it, but the girls didn't get to pick out the dog that they wanted. So that, I thought that was the whole idea, that they would get to pick out the dog. Oh, well. So the new puppy making a huge splash. We have all these things to talk about, like what's going on in Afghanistan, of course, what's happening with our banks, what's happening with Glenn Beck, who now says he's going to go off and do some comedy, I guess, he's going to do six shows. because now he's a big star, obviously, on Fox. What's happened lately since he's jumped on Fox is kind of interesting. And there's a zillion things we could, veer off into. But the puppy thing, you can't get away from it. It's all over the web. There's no official debut at this point. Of course, they have to have an official debut. And I started thinking about this from all the history and things that I know about presidents. Is always the first pets. People talk about the first pets, their names, and whether it's Socks the cat or whoever. And now this is another pet that goes down in history, but one that was a president. For months, people have been asking Obama about this dog. What kind of dog? What are you going to name it? Da, 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 da. And so they get the gift. 6 months old, Portuguese water dog, and it is Portuguese water dog, by the way, so I stand corrected. And the name is Bo. So that's the end of the story, right? Okay. A crazy website. We are so in the internet age. Somebody always comes up with the goods, right? Ask Alex Jones about that. So a mystery website pops up called firstdogcharlie.com, and they published a picture yesterday with about the dog. I thought this was supposed to be a big lockdown secret story. So much for that whole unveiling thing. They're still going to do it anyway, Tuesday. A big deal, but a photograph already surfaced around. And unless the picture is bogus, but I doesn't look like it to me. I this is radio. But I went to the website and I looked at the photos. They don't look touched up or superimposed with the family. Like the dog was superimposed, put in there, and you're not supposed to see it. There's a million ways that you can put, as you know, if you've messed around at all with Photoshop. So it's not Photoshopped in. Kind of like those actresses when they slim down their bodies and there's always controversy over it. Or they do something, they airbrush them a ridiculous amount. And they almost don't look like the same person. There's none of that was going on with his dog, by the way. This is America Tonight. Thanks for the emails. You got to discover me on the phone lines, though. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And talking about taxes, one of the things that's a big write-off for a lot of people, particularly if you have your own business, or you're listening to me and you're a sales guy, you're cruising around, there's so many kids that get out of college that end up being pharmaceutical reps. And of course you write off your gas a lot of times, or the miles. I think sometimes the miles to me, I think is probably the better way to go. Most accountants would tell you that, I guess, depending on what you do. The price of gasoline has gone up. Have you noticed that it's gone up? Nearly 10 cents a gallon in the past 3 weeks. But still, if you think of last year, the average U.S. price of regular gasoline was about $2, maybe a little bit under $2 for some, maybe a little bit over $2 for others. But you know how Lundberg does that survey around the United States? You look at last year and what we were talking about. Do you remember last year talking $3 in some cases? Like in California, where some of you are listening to me, talking about when are we going to hit $5? And I know I said on this show that I thought when we swung into the new year, boy, it was going to have a death grip on us. It was going to be so outrageous. And as I was talking about then, isn't it funny? It's like we're lulled to sleep. Once the gas starts to go down, then we don't worry about it anymore. But then if it starts to go up, and you hit $3, you hit almost $4, then everybody panics and starts to talk about options. And I can't afford to go to soccer practice and drop my kids at Cub Scouts and everything else because the price of gasoline for an SUV or whatever kind of van it is you're driving is just too out of control. So now, we haven't been complaining. Anybody out there complaining about gas lately? I also said on this show in the 3+ years that I've been doing it, I know I said that never in my lifetime will we see gas below $2. Boy, was I wrong on that. Was I stunned by that after what we were paying? By the way, what are you paying at the pump? You can always shoot me an email on that americatonight.net I'm curious as to, I know I looked at the Lumberg thing, but I'm curious as to what some of you are paying. Where's the cheapest spot to get gas? I am paying just under $2. I filled up the other day and it was $1.99 for a gallon of regular, $1.99. Not too bad, right? And I was thinking, boy, I remember this time last year when I was paying over $3, or I was paying close to $3, whatever it was, and it looked like it was really going to skyrocket, and that's, the worst of it was when we started to come into the summer and then back into the fall again. Now we're seeing that the barrel is going up just below 52. If you look at the New York Mercantile Exchange, every day I check that, and that's a good gauge as to where probably it's going to be at the pumps, you know, for you and me. But here's what I wonder, with all this talk of going green and what are the fuel alternatives and how Brazil is kicking our rears because they've got ethanol and petro and it's so much more effective. And, of course, they also have sugar cane, miles and miles and miles of it, and that's what they're producing it with. You wonder how much they, being the people who are trying to come up with the alternatives and producing these plants and stuff, how much they've laid off the pedal. You know, are they still pressing full forward, or has it kind of been a little bit of a lull? I think that you get into a lull and you forget what ails you because this big surprise happens, and for months, more than months, you've been paying such a little amount for gas that everybody throws out the windows some of the ideas of what they were going to do. Trim, you know, get a more fuel-efficient car, whatever. Of course, with GM going bankrupt and all the things that are happening, they're going to be forced to come up with a way to save for the heart of America, for the middle America. They're going to have to come up with a way to save more money as it starts to go, creeps up higher and higher. And then the idea of going green is big. The SUV, geez, you wonder, is the SUV dead? Or is the SUV, and that was the point of bringing this up and talking about gas, is the SUV still going to be around, or is the SUV just dying a slow death at this point? When it was out of control, when the gas was out of control, it looked like we'd never see the SUV again. And now you see a more compact, I think what they're producing is these more compact SUVs. In fact, they released one last week. They had their auto show in New York. And they had a GMC Terrain compact SUV, and I saw some shots of it in some newspaper. I don't know if it was the Times or wherever I was reading. And it's four cylinders. It's got fuel savings, direct fuel injection, 6-speed automatic transmission. They say maybe 30 miles a gallon. And how good is 30 miles a gallon? A 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine equipped with that direct fuel injection thing that I just said. I would think that the gas guzzling days of the SUV is a relic at this point. I mean, how many people, this is a great, fair question, and this is what we do here in America Tonight. It's Water Cooler Buzz. We talk about all kinds of things. We don't just bang you over the head with politics, which of course we dive into it, and lifestyle and everything else, but SUVs, really, are SUVs a thing of the past? Are we going to just completely, are you ditching your SUV? If you have an SUV, are you just waiting for it to run its course because you paid it off or whatever? But I would have to think, I mean, how many people are still wanting to buy SUVs? Every time I drive by the lots where they sell SUVs, I'm not necessarily seeing, I keep seeing the same ones over and over again. In other words, no one's buying them that I can see. If you check and you look at some of the popular ones, and they still, when you look at trucks and you look at SUVs, according to some of the consumer magazines and stuff, people are still just intoxicated by the SUV. So I wonder, I mean, is there going to be a new life breathed into SUVs, the more compact ones anyway? What do you think? AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, or 800-259-5791. We'll be back.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. FitLeg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning.
Yeah, it was a real kick in the head if you got an SUV right about this time last year when gas started to go up and up and up and up. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I keep saying you can hit me if you're a third shifter, and a lot of you are, at americatonight.net. And I know that this is, I know a lot of people are not finding the new phone number, but I'm going to say it over and over again. It's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Got an email here from Carmen G. Carmen G says the SUV is dead, dead, dead. Unfortunately for me, my SUV is only a year and a half old, so I'm going to wait before I turn it in for something else because then the gas started to go down and I've got four kids. All right, so there's your typical thing, the soccer mom idea, or people who are carting around a lot of things, I guess, although businesses, there still are cheaper ways that you could do that. And I think it's interesting. It's like when I said about labels, whether it's political labels, gender labels, whatever. You can, people in some places label you by the car that you drive. Matt Johnson, of course, is our new captain of the ship here in America Tonight out of our Minneapolis plush studios. Matt, I'm just thinking, I don't want you to tell me. I'm going to guess what you drive, okay?
Sounds good.
So we know that he, this is what we know about Matt so far. This is all I know about Matt so far. That he, I know he's a Twins fan. He did his taxes so that he could get the money back, so he could get in with his buddies and get on those tickets, get in on those tickets. He didn't grow up with any pets at all because his sister was deathly allergic. He's dated two girls with cats, whatever that means. I'm going to say Matt, even if he had some bucks, would be a little bit frugal on the ride part because he's not going to want to spend a ton of money on the ride. So I'm going to say you have a used car that has a ton of miles on it but gets you to where you're going to and fro. Am I right?
You are pretty much dead on accurate. I've had the same car for about 10 years now. Since my senior year of high school, I've been driving a 1996 green Toyota Camry with over 200,000 miles on it now.
Oh, and so have you had to replace a lot of things in the Camry?
No, it's a Toyota. They keep running forever.
See, but that's the good part, because you know what, my friend? That's a wise deal. You've saved so much money in 10 years. The money that you save versus getting some other ride to impress some young girl that you're dating. You just have to say, look, my car, I'm not showing up in a Lexus, okay? I'm not showing up in a Mercedes. You're just going to have to roll with what I show up in.
Well, see, I just impress them with my award-winning personality.
There you go.
The charm.
There you go.
See?
And I'm saying it's a smart move. It's good that you're not wasting a ton of money on cars. And if let the Camry go until it dies. Keep just rolling with the Camry until it dies. Because I'm with you. I think that if you get a Toyota, if you get anything with the Honda, the motors, you have a good shot at it lasting longer. I mean, I know people, it's depending on where you live, too, it's all about the ride. I mean, how many $30,000 millionaires have I met in my lifetime where the car was the thing? So they would roll up in the best car that you can imagine. Whatever the new deal was, whether it was an Infiniti, Lexus, a Mercedes, some form of a BMW, whatever it was. But then they didn't have much to back that up in the bank. So all their coin was going in, all their coin was going into their ride. I've said this before because people, it is a label thing, but people assume certain things about the cars. Now, so here's the deal. The SUV was just killing too many people. Because, you know, if you when the gas was super high and you weren't in a fuel efficient car, you had people saying that, okay, I got mortgage, I got this, I got that, and I might be living okay, but this is killing me because I'm paying $60 to fill up this SUV and I'm not stretching it very far. Especially when you talk about some of those gargantuan SUVs, the Excursion. Oh. The Excursion, could there be a bigger SUV? Mm. And here's the thing, autotrader.com, I mean, they're saying, in my quest to figure out whether people are still buying these things, they're saying that 11 of the top 20 cars that consumers researched on the website were trucks or SUVs. So despite, I think, there's people that just want it, they don't care. And they're just going to keep trying to get it as long as they're available. If they can afford it, whatever, they're going to go for it. They're going to go for it. And trucks, too. Trucks are the same way. Whatever the truck is, depending on where you live, if somebody wants the truck, they're going to get the truck. But how big of a truck? Ugh, such a mistake. You got to go the way that Matt went, just because I think the direction we're headed. And now look at what we're dealing with. You've heard it in this commercial spot. You were listening to him tonight. You know, whether the economy's up or down, and a lot of people are feeling that big squeeze. And if you're feeling the big squeeze, do you really want to be, as gas starts to fluctuate back up a little bit, do you really want to be worried about that in a giant SUV? And then, you know, this goes right into this whole thing with GM and Chrysler. Because many friends of this show we know have lost jobs or tried to figure out what they're doing in Detroit. The government obviously pushing for tougher concessions from the creditors of GM and Chrysler. And these deadlines, they're coming up fast. the Treasury is saying they want GM to offer bondholders a small amount of their stock in exchange for their $29 billion of GM debt. Do I want a small amount of the stock of a company that could go up in flames? Not as generous as what they were talking about a couple of weeks ago, too, by the way, because they were talking about cash, new debt, and a bigger chunk of the company's stock. But now they got Tim Geithner, the watchdog for Obama, all over their butts about what they're offering, how they're solving this dilemma, what are the concessions. And it's not looking good. I mean, it's looking like GM. I wouldn't stake my money on the fact that they're going to survive somehow, because they've been surviving on $13.5 billion in loans from the Treasury since the start of the year. And we all know this. Last month they requested more money. But they're not going to give them the money until they come up with a better plan or come up with deeper concessions, was the main thing from the union. It doesn't look like they're going to cut a deal. And then they're holding their feet to the fire on this, that even though GM is open to the prospect of prepackaged bankruptcy protection filing as a possibility, it may end up that they're restructured out of court. I mean, who knows? Chrysler, barely with a pulse. They're being kept afloat by $4 billion from the government, and they don't think that they can survive as a standalone. So you're probably going to see that rolled up, unless they find another partner. And one of them is the Italian automaker Fiat has talked to them, and they're going to need still more money in help. So if they don't get more government dollars, they're going to liquidate. So be careful. Hey, I know about the guarantees, but does a government guarantee that will back up whatever you get, does that make you feel like it's okay? Gee, I really want to get that GM product right now. I don't know. I'm saying that people are still shaky about it. Thus the discussion about SUVs and gas and what's going to happen to gas. Are we going to see it, you know, hit yet another high eventually here? I think we're going to see it go up more. Maybe we do keep it well under $3, but we get comfortable when it's in that really low mark and sort of forget all about the whole gas thing. But it starts to creep up there again, and we start to go toward $3 and $4. It'll be a much different story. Hey, thanks to everybody who emailed the show. I'll keep saying it over and over again until everybody gets it, but we have a new 800 number. It's not the 877 number. I'm getting emails like that, so just call the new number. Write it down. I know you had the old one memorized. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Hats off again. Daily salute to those Navy SEALs. What a great job in rescuing the American captain and getting him back at least halfway home to his family in Vermont. Amen. What a way to go on Easter Sunday.